From the WBNO WQCT newsroom, I'm Ed Heisted. It's still unknown if alcohol played a part in a fatal crash in Fulton Township over the weekend. The Ohio Highway Patrol is investigating the accident that happened around 2 a.m. Sunday on Fulton County Road J. Police say a Ford F-150 driven by 23-year-old Nathan Parsons of Delta ran off the road and flipped over in a field. Parsons was thrown from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. Three passengers were also injured, 23-year-old Aaron Betts of Delta, 21-year-old Paige McKenzie Simon of Metamora were tossed from the vehicle and both sustained severe injuries. 22-year-old Ashley Herr of Metamora was treated for minor injuries. Stryker officials got an update Monday on a suit involving the Village. Council learned the suit is moving forward, but details of that lawsuit are still sketchy. A legal suit against the Village has emerged from appeals court with some issues settled. That suit is reportedly related to the Village tax administrator and was filed by a previous resident. The case is now bound for the Ohio Supreme Court. Utility rates in the Village of Montpelier may soon be changing. The Bryan Times reports that a rate consultant met with members of the Montpelier Village Council for a special meeting prior to the regular council meeting Monday to go over the results of a water, sewer, and electric rate study recently conducted. Results of the water study show the cost of supplying water is covered by existing rates. The sewer rate study showed revenues are not sufficient to meet near-term requirements, however, and the study of electric rates showed large users subsidizing residential users, but overall current rates are sufficient to meet revenue requirements. Council took no action. An accident on U.S. 20 Monday night around 9 is still under investigation by the Highway Patrol and the Williams County Sheriff's Office. According to initial reports, there were several injuries. And now you're up to date. From the WBNO WQCT Newsroom, I'm Ed Heisted.